in senior secondary fall, we have the competition, a musical competition. And before the musical production, we need to read the book and the theme and the theme. And the theme is the Alice in the Wonderland. Yes. So we will have the lesson to read the book and watch the film. And later we need to rewrite the lyrics for the song. So it is a great, it's a great experience that we have never tried to produce a song or even a drama for ourselves. So I think it is the most memorable.
Well, that's very interesting. And you know, mostly sometimes I interview people, they talk about they also did drama in high school, but I think it's quite unique when you got to rewrite the lyrics. So do you remember how what you wrote about, like for the lyrics?
Yeah, because it's quite some years ago. I just remember we choose a song which is originally in Chinese, and we just use the melody, and maybe we describe how Alice enter the Wonderland, but I forgot the lyrics.
I see. It must be quite a fun thing to do. Like in your own time, have you ever tried to just kind of rewrite the lyrics from random songs?
Lyrics? Sorry, I forgot.
If you're gonna pick a song to rewrite, which song would you pick? From like whatever language to English, which song would you pick?
Let me think.
Yeah, sure. it's just the funnest idea, so yeah.
Because I just remember that time we chose a song from SHE, which is a Taiwanese group.
Right.
Because they also reproduce songs from English. So, I forgot the name, sorry.
Okay then, So there's quite a creative process when you rewrite lyrics from other songs. So have you ever done any other creative work related to like English?
Maybe write that poem.
Oh,
yes, because you need to learn the language, different language, like drama language, poem language, or some political language in our secondary school. So we need to create a art. Home poem.
Yeah,
I also forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. So I just wonder, which one do you like better, the poem, rewriting the poem, or rewriting the lyrics?
I think rewriting the lyrics is more interesting because I like listening to melody. Because when I studying the history, I even use the melody to recite the content.
Oh, really?
So it's more easy.
I never used that. I always have bad memories.
You can have a try. It's very easy to remember the
content. Okay. Well, that's quite an interesting way to study, and I think people might get easier to get through that, you know, tough memorization process. So let's talk about reading. You have anything you like to read and you want to share?
Because my hobby is not reading, I seldom read unless I need to do the book report. But one thing I was very interested in is reading the Human Body magazine. You know, last time I'm studying biology, and I like reading the magazines about the human body. Although this magazine is not all English, but I can learn the specific words. And I'm studying nursing now. I think it's quite helpful for me.
Yeah, and I think the human anatomy is so complicated, and just like a table versus a Scott law. So, do you read any other like nursing websites or like human anatomy websites to get to know more about your subject?
Well, watch the nursing student has a book. Nursing diagnosis.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really
big. Yes, really big. And maybe most of the time the tutors may give us some scenarios and we need to think about the nursing diagnosis for the patient. For example, acute pain or chronic pain or other problems. And we need to work out a care plan for it. So it's quite, yeah, helpful.